All right, everybody, I think we're going to go ahead and get started. First off, I just want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank Sonny for the opportunity. I came in, a little over a year ago, not knowing many people at all here, outside of maybe two or three folks in the athletic department. But as I look around now and I see all these familiar faces, I'm just reminded of the family atmosphere. I'm reminded of why I took this job. In just a short year, I've developed so many close friendships here. So thank you for welcoming me, welcoming my family with open arms. We're super excited to be here 1 year in, looking forward to spending many more years to come here. So today I want to talk a little bit about the word accountability and what that looks like both biblically and in our everyday lives, here at work, in our community. What does the word accountability look like? So Merriam-Webster defines accountability as an obligation or a willingness to accept responsibility or account for one's actions. And personally, myself, I've had a lot to learn about accountability just over the last few years. I became a husband in 2020 during the middle of a global pandemic. Became a father in 2023 to that beautiful kiddo over there, Hudson. Moved 9 hours away from my hometown across the South for a new job again last summer. So I've had a lot to learn about accountability, holding myself accountable and holding those loved ones around me accountable as well. Priorities, taking responsibility in many different areas of my life. I've just learned a lot about that the last few years. And I think people avoid accountability for various reasons. It could be pride, ignorance, fear, self-reliance. All those things could contribute to folks wanting to avoid accountability. But this is a dangerous approach to life, right? We all know here, we're all believers. We know that Satan uses our weaknesses against us and he knows how to exploit them. But we can prevail with the support of those that are closest to us through accountability. There is strength in the body of Christ. So what does accountability look like biblically? What does it look like in our everyday lives at work and within our community? Let's look at what the Bible says. In the final chapter of his letter to the 12 tribes, James chapter 5, verse 16, he says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." And I just that resonates with me, because how often do we stop and pray with our neighbor? I mean, it's easy to comment on the Facebook post and say, "Thoughts and prayers, praying for you, hope everything goes well," shoot a little text message. But how often do we grab someone at work and say, "Can I pray with you for a second? I know you've got a big meeting coming up, or I know you've got some stuff going on in your family. Let me pray for you real quick." How often do we stop and do that, right? And I think that's something that we could all look at. We walk with you, right? That's our motto here at LCU. Let's be intentional about doing that with those around us at work. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, it says, "Two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." And again, that's another verse I found that I just thought is perfect for the term accountability and holding each other accountable, lifting each other up, not judging one another necessarily, but walking through life together and lifting each other up into Christ. So we obviously need to acknowledge the dangers of spiritual isolation. We've talked about that, but acknowledging isn't enough, right? I want to encourage you to apply some potential guidelines for living within accountability. And so the first one, I think it's essential that we have to live in submission to the Word of God, right? Staying attached to His Word is going to allow us to hold ourselves accountable, but also those around us as well. And we run to Him when we're faced with those trials and those temptations. But if we're not rooted in His Word, we're not going to be inclined to want to do that. And so we have to get in His Word first and foremost, right? And believe that the Bible is the true Word of God. Secondly, authentic Christian life includes being surrounded by a community of believers, right? We're part of a Christian community, and community is impossible without accountability to others. Nobody stands alone, and all of us are called to live within community, right? And Paul says in Galatians 6:2 to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. It's intentionality, right? We're blessed to work in a Christian environment, and we have an unbelievable opportunity to lift those up around us and not have to worry about separation of church and state or whatever, right? We have the ability to lift each other up and pray for each other freely in our work environment. And so we should take advantage of that, right? Just a quick story on that. I was here, probably it was a couple months in. Coach Blackwood comes into my office, slaps a book on my desk, and he says, "No excuses, you're going to this with me next week. You're here early enough every day. You're going to start coming to this with me." And I look at it, open it up, it's a coach's Bible study book, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. So I get plugged in, right? And I get in, and that's how I've started to develop relationships with Coach Gomez, right? With Coach Gibney, Coach Duncan, Coach Cortez, right? All those great leaders within our athletic department, right? If Nathan hadn't come and introduced that Bible study to me, I would have never known about it, right? I get the emails from the guy who sends it, but let's be honest, you know, those things we just sift through daily, and sometimes they slip through the cracks and we don't notice them. But Nathan intentionally came to me, put that book on my desk right in front of me, and he said, "No excuses, I want you coming to this with me starting next week," right? And so I think there needs to be more of that, right? I think just being intentional about searching out others to come and walk with you step by step in your walk with Christ, right? And so, again, just going back to intentionality. Third thing, we need an intentional pattern of accountability, right? So examples of this could be a small group within a church setting or an accountability partner, right? Somebody that you can confide in, trust with heavy topics, struggles that you might be dealing with, something that you're facing that you need prayer for, right? But it's repetition, make it a habit, right? Practice makes perfect, to speak in athletic terms. And so again, just repeating it, right? Practice makes perfect. Finding an accountability partner, a small group, getting plugged in, getting involved with community of believers around you. And so in closing, I want to challenge you to find somebody that's close to you, somebody that you can trust, that can hold you accountable to living in a Christ-like manner, right? It could be somebody from church, work, a family member, somebody you know that will challenge you and keep you in check. And I encourage you to be intentional about surrounding yourself with the body of believers. And that's pretty easy to do here at LCU, I believe. So plug in, get involved at church, small group settings. I encourage you to get out of your comfort zone, open up to those around you, and ask the tough questions, but also be a good listener too. Right? A lot of times we want to talk and talk and talk. We don't do a good enough job of listening. So I encourage you to be a good listener. And I'll end with a quote from Morgan Scott Peck. It says, "There can be no vulnerability without risk. There can be no community without vulnerability. And there can be no peace and ultimately no life without community." Let's pray. God, we come to you today and we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you to be able to worship you freely at work. God, we thank you for just all that you're doing in the lives of those here at LCU. I pray for all of these leaders, these men and women around me who pour so much into this institution, who pour so much into our students. We've got camps going on right now, God. I pray for this area. I pray your protection here across this campus, that you would just be evident, that you'd show up and show out, and that you would be present here. God, thank you for this opportunity. I pray that we would all continue to hold each other accountable, that we would seek out accountability within small groups or within accountability partners, that we would just make that a priority in our lives because you call us to community. And so, God, just be with us in that, God. We thank you so much for all that you're doing here. We pray that you forgive us where we fail you, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you all.